This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome Fred Davis, who is a recently new member of the Midday Show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, called In the Loop. And he and his partner talk about pretty much everything there is in Houston, which right now is a lot. So, Fred, thanks for joining us. Why don't we start with the first half of the Astros season, because they are the defending World Series champs, and we've seen no sign of that hangover. It's really been incredible to watch what they've done on top of the AL West, now over 60 wins, and they have that lead on the Mariners, with the Red Sox competing for best record in Major League Baseball. So I would say even better than what people expected to start out this first half. What have you liked most about what you've seen?
The pitching. I mean, no question. It's been the pitching. And I'll tell you what, it's been the pitching and to what you just said, the fact that, you know, if you look at the last, and we had Jeff Luno on a couple weeks ago, one of the things I asked him was, you know, when you look at the Cubs last year and, you know, you've had World Series teams. I mean, you know, no team has gone back-to-back in the World Series, I think, since, what, the early 2000s when the Yankees did it. And he said, you know, the one thing he wanted to make sure that he got the players to understand was that 2018 was not going to be a victory lap for the 2017 season. So what impressed me the most is the fact that this team, being as young as they are, has bounced back and literally has not missed a beat from the 2017 season. And they're literally, I mean, if you look at their record, I think it's right on par record-wise to where they were at a year ago. But bringing it all back, pitching has been phenomenal. I mean, Justin Verlander at, what, 35, 36 years old, is pitching as well as he's ever pitched. You know, you fleeced the Pirates and got Gerrit Cole. And outside of a few rough-up starts there in the last few weeks, you know, I think he allowed three or four earned runs in three or four consecutive games. But for the most part, I mean, he's 10 strikeouts away from the breaking the Astros record for most strikeouts before the All-Star break. Charlie Morton's pitching out of his mind right now. He's pitching the best he's ever pitched in his 11-year career. And this is all with Dallas Keuchel, who's in a contract year. Now, granted, he pitched well today, but Dallas Keuchel hasn't had his best stuff yet this year. So, you know, to consider where this team's at as far as what the front of this pitching staff has done has been truly incredible so far.
And both Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander making the All-Star team.
Yes.
Verlander will be inactive, plus Alex Bregman. And, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Jose Altuve. I guess I should say automatic. Does this guy ever miss a beat?
No, man. Jose, that guy is the epitome of just what you want in your professional athlete. I mean, you know, the guy was, you know, he's five. I mean, we all know about how small he is, but, you know, he just, I mean, the guy just comes to play every night, and he's been extremely clutch. I mean, that's what he does. And like you said, he hasn't missed a beat with what he's done. I mean, he's leading the league again in hits and batting average, and you know, he's so durable, and, you know, it's something that you have to account for each and every day. And, you know, the guy got a fat contract, well deserved, before the season started. And, you know, the thing is, he's only, what, 29, 30 years old. It's five-year, $150 million deal. So, you know, it's going to be done by the time he's 34 years old. So, you know, it's one of those deals where it's not like it's an Albert Pujols deal where, you know, you're going to be sitting there at the end, or like a Cabrera deal where at the end you're going to be like, good God, is this thing ever going to end? You know, where he's making like $50 million at 38. But no, he's going to be, you know, this contract will end when he's 34 years old. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, he still should be playing good baseball, you know, throughout the length of this contract.
How much do you think it helps that there hasn't been a ton of turnover? You mentioned Gerrit Cole. Of course, Tony Kemp has been part of the outfield. But how much do you think it matters that there really hasn't been a lot of changes from the team that celebrated that World Series title in early November?
That's been huge. I mean, that's been tremendous for them. I mean, the fact that they haven't been hurt, you know, now Correa's on the DL right now, and I think he's going to come on. I think they'll hold him out to the All-Star break. I think he's going to come back and, you know, got some oblique tightness, whatever it is, some lower back stuff. But, you know, and he was having a pretty decent year going in, you know, before getting put on the DL. But like you said, other than, you know, Jake Marisnik getting optioned out of AAA, you brought in Kyle Tucker, which everybody's just going gaga about, and rightfully so, when you bring in the top prospect for, you know, arguably the best team in the American League. So, no, I mean, this team has been resilient. It's been healthy. And, you know, outside of the addition of, you know, I think Joe Smith and, like you said, Tony Kemp coming on board, I mean, this team, and of course, Evan Gattis is swinging the bat out of his mind as well. No, they're playing good baseball. And like you said, the guys are staying healthy. There was no major turnover. And, you know, to keep this thing rolling, I mean, listen, what do we know about sports is that the longer you know, if you've got your core intact, I mean, let's look at the Golden State Warriors and look at the, you know, the Patriots. As long as you've got those main three or four or five pieces, and then you just, you know, fill in the fringe, as long as the main pieces are still intact, good things are going to happen. And so far, that's been the case with the Houston Astros.
Fred Davis of our Houston affiliate, Sports Radio 610, joining us here after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Has the novelty worn off yet from that World Series title, or are fans just as giddy over the team finally achieving that after so much futility?
No, people are excited. People are very excited. And you know, like you said, because it had never been done before, and you know, this, I mean, here's the thing about Houston, right? So, I mean, I'm a transplant to Houston, much like a lot of part of the city is. And, you know, my thing has always been, Houston's been one of the more cursed sports towns. I mean, we all know about Cleveland. Of course, they kind of broke that a couple of years ago with LeBron. But Houston's in that same vein. I mean, you know, it has been a cursed city. I mean, it's never won a Super Bowl. Hell, I've never been to a Super Bowl. You know, outside of the two back-to-back titles, and I rib people all the time because, you know, yeah, you won them, but, you know, you won them the 2 years that Michael wasn't playing, or, you know, when he finally came back in 94, you know, 95, 96. But, you know, to finally break through with the Astros was tremendous. And, of course, you know, the bizarre thing about that, right, was the Astros win that World Series, and then the very next day, Deshaun Watson blows out his ACL
right,
in practice.
Right.
And it was you want to talk about a weird mood in a town to where, you know, you should be, I mean, and don't get me wrong, everybody was giddy and everybody was on cloud nine, and rightfully so, but there was still like a weird pall over the city for about a half a day, considering that, you know, I mean, because trust me, in a month, everybody's going to be out of their mind once football season starts. But, the deal is this, right? Stay healthy. And what's made this season interesting so far, aside from the fact they've played tremendous baseball, is, you know, you kind of got disrespect before the season started because everybody was all, you know, gaga Yankees. And we see that the Yankees have been, you know, as advertised. Red Sox aren't going anywhere. And what's made it interesting in the AL West is the fact that the Mariners will not go away. And that's really made this an interesting, you know, because you figured they were up by double digits for pretty much the entire season last
right.
year. So it was kind of just a, you know, we were just kind of watching and waiting to see what was going to happen in the playoffs. Well, now, you know, you've got to go out and win. And you know, are the Seattle Mariners going to fall off? We kind of thought they were going a couple weeks ago. You know, they're up 5.5 games. But then, you know, they kind of, you know, Tampa Bay kind of took it to the Astros, and the Mariners keep winning, and so their schedule's kind of eased up a little bit. So this thing's gonna be interesting to see how this thing all plays out with the Mariners. They're a legit AL wild card threat, no question about it. I mean, you gotta think at the end of the day, the Astros are gonna pull away from the Mariners just because of just sheer talent is gonna win the day. But you'd like to see them pull away just a little bit, so that way you can give Justin Verlander some days off. You can give Garrett Cole some days off. You can give Charlie Morton some days off. Because, again, you know, this guy's racking. I mean, these guys are – I mean, I want to say between the three of them, between Verlander, Garrett Cole, and Keuchel, they're three of the top 10 innings pitched in the American League right now. So, you know, and you feel good about this right now. You know, it's okay. It's all well and good in the middle of July. But, you know, will that rear its ugly head come, you know, late September, early October when the games, you know,
sure.
are really important?
Well, I'm glad you brought up football because I was going to pivot to the football. Who do you think will have a greater impact once back on the field healthy? You mentioned Deshaun, but J.J. Watt
yeah.
coming back as well.
Here's the thing about J.J. Watt. God bless J.J. Watt. I love J.J. Watt as a human being. He's a tremendous human being. But here's the reality of it. The guy's played 8 games in 2 seasons. All right? You don't know what to – we're all excited about him coming back, but the reality is that I don't know what you're going to get out of J.J. Watt. And the reality is that even when he was playing out of his mind a few years ago, they were still winning 3, 4, 5 games. All right? So at this point in his career, I mean, I've said this before, and this is kind of the way I feel about J.J. Watt. If J.J. Watt if he can't stay healthy this year, all right, this would be the third season in a row where,
right.
again, his season's ended by injury. And at that point, he becomes the defensive version of Terrell Davis. Right? 5, 6 incredible seasons, Hall of Fame type numbers, and then just falls off a cliff. All right. I hope that doesn't happen, but that's just the reality of it. So that's going to be the big question is, what do you get to need? The question isn't what kind of impact are you going to have. The question is, but is he going to play? Because we're hearing all the right things. Oh, he's working his ass off. He's doing this. He's sending out Instagram videos. He's in shape, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've heard that 2 years in a row, okay? I mean, listen, J.J. Watt can look at weights and get big. I mean, he's just one of those guys, right? But the reality is that until he gets out on the field and we see what he's going to do. Now, the one thing that you feel good about, okay, a couple of years, he had a back injury, had a groin, all right? Those things are connected. So, you know, and he came back too early 2 years ago. And then, of course, he had the back last year, or 2 years ago, or the groin 2 years ago. Last year, it was a knee. Right. So the thing, the feeling that we've heard from John McClain and from all the folks over in NRG is that he had the knee. It was a freak deal. That's all he's had to work on this year, or get rehab, get right. So that being said, he's supposed to be all in, and that and he's better than he's ever felt. Well, guess what? We've heard that 3 years in a row. My thing is this. J.J. Watt aside, I want to see what Jadeveon Clowney's going to do. Because Jadeveon Clowney doesn't have an you know, is going into his fifth year on that same contract. And for a guy that, you know, wants to be paid the same way as a Khalil Mack and as a Aaron Donald, well, here's the problem. Those guys are double-digit sack guys, and those guys have all been defensive players of the year. Jadeveon Clowney has finally come off two healthy seasons, but still hasn't registered double-digit sacks. All right? Now, I get everybody wants to say, well, hell, he gets you TFLs, and he's good at stopping the run. Okay, that's all well and good, but you know, you don't get pick number one overall to stop the run. You get pick number one overall because you can get the quarterback. And so that's, to me, the biggest question for this team in 2018 defensively is, what does number 90 do?
Fred Davis tells us in 3 weeks people are going to be really fired up about football. I know that it's year round in Houston.
Well, I mean, but here, think about it this way, right? I mean, come on, you know this. I mean, we're here. Here we are. It's the doldrums of the season. Okay, I mean, listen, we all love baseball, but you know, we're not getting excited about. I mean, there's nothing to talk about basketball right now until Kawhi Leonard gets traded. I mean, right now the fun in the Rockets is. I mean, think about it this way: you've got a 65-win team in the Rockets, and people are kind of like shrugging their shoulders about what's coming up this season. I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, you've got a 65-win team, and in this city, people have shrugged their shoulders as to whether or not they should get excited about the Rockets in 2018.
Why?
Well, number 13. I mean, here, think about it this way. Are you convinced that James Harden's ready to take the next step?
Yes, they were there, if not for Chris Paul's injury.
Well, but look at it this way. Chris Paul's injury. What's the knock on Chris Paul? Great player, going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. But the knock on him came to fruition once again. Because as great as he was, you weren't there in Game 6 when we needed you, and you weren't there in Game 7, and we're still waiting on James Harden to have that Herculean performance that we still haven't seen yet.
So the
and that's the problem.
The moral of the story is Houston athletes, except for the Astros right now, have injury concerns. Is that what you're telling me?
It's, you know what? It's injury concerns, and it's a... Where's the PTPers at? That's what we want to know. Like, James Harden is a phenomenal basketball player, but is he ready to go all LeBron on somebody and hell, even LeBron? I mean, is he ready? Can he put a team on his back? That's the question. We're not going to know for another nine months.
But that's a lot to look forward to in Houston sports over the next 9 months. You can follow Fred on Twitter at TheFreddyD, part of In the Loop. Yeah, part of In the Loop from 10 to 2 middays Central Time on our Houston affiliate, Sports Radio 610. Good to have you on the show for the first time. Thanks so much.
Amy, thank you so much. God bless all the people working overnight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.